Well had it been for Avictis, and for me, if the master had contented himself with the lore preserved from Atlantis and Tula, or brought over from Mu and Maipan. Surely this should have been enough, for in the ivory-sheeted books of Tula there were blood-writ runes that would call the demons of the fifth and seventh planets, if spoken aloud at the hour of their ascent. And the sorcerers of Mu had left record of a process whereby the doors of far future time could be unlocked, and our fathers, the Atlanteans, had known the road between the atoms and the path into far stars, and had held speech with the spirits of the sun. But Avictis thirsted for a darker knowledge, a deeper empery, and into his hands, in the third year of my novitiate, there came the mirror-bright tablet of the lost serpent people. Strange and apparently fortuitous was our finding of the tablet. At certain hours, when the tide had fallen from the steep rocks, we were wont to descend by cavern-hidden stairs to a cliff-walled crescent beach beyond the promontory on which stood the house of Avictis. There, on the dun, wet sands, beyond the foamy tongues of the surf, would lie the worn and curious driftage of alien shores, a trove that hurricanes had cast up from unsounded deeps. And there we had found the purple and sanguine volutes of great shells, and rude lumps of ambergris, and white flowers of perpetually blooming coral, and once the barbaric idol of green brass that had been the figurehead of a galley from far hyperboreal isles. There had been a great storm, such as must have riven the sea to its nethermost profound, but the tempest had gone by with morning, and the heavens were cloudless on that fatal day when we found the tablet, and the demon winds were hushed among the high crags and chasms, and the sea lisped with a low whisper like the rustle of gowns of samite trailed by fleeing maidens on the sand. And just beyond the ebbing wave, in a tangle of russet seaweed, we beheld a thing that glittered with blinding, sun-like brilliance, and running forward, I plucked it from the rack before the waves return, and bore it to Avictis.